why do the most successful people often border on delusion about their abilities? How can sugar pills heal as effectively as medicine? Ian Mesley's Born Liars challenges our conventional wisdom about honesty, revealing that deception isn't merely a moral failing, but a fundamental aspect of human evolution. Our capacity for deception, including self-deception, may be the very thing that makes us uniquely human. Contrary to our moral instincts, lying isn't simply wrong, it's woven into the fabric of our evolutionary history, child development, creativity, and even our health. This provocative exploration takes us through the surprising science of why we lie, how we lie, and the unexpected benefits that sometimes come from our deceptions, both to others and to ourselves. Our capacity for deception helped drive human cognitive evolution. While scientists initially thought toolmaking spurred brain development, this couldn't explain why our brains grew threefold between 1.5 to 2 million years ago, despite massive energy costs. The social intelligence hypothesis suggests that navigating complex human relationships, not environmental challenges, drove our cognitive evolution. Living in social groups required remembering faces, calculating consequences, and managing alliances, demanding far greater intellectual capacity than dealing with the natural world. Primatologists Byrne and Whiten identified deception as central to this evolution, proposing an arms race between deception and detection abilities that accelerated brain development. Robin Dunbar later provided statistical evidence linking brain size to social group complexity in primates. Language proved the ultimate game changer, allowing us to communicate about things not immediately present, creating unprecedented opportunities for deception. Our extraordinary capacity to deceive isn't a moral flaw, but a fundamental aspect of human nature, deeply rooted in our evolutionary history. When 4-year-old Tom blames his baby sister for breaking a lamp, he's demonstrating a key developmental milestone. Deception emerges early. Babies engage in pre-verbal fakery like teasing, with 9-month-olds faking laughter and 11-month-olds waiting until mother looks away to throw food. Children progress from telling simple lies between ages 2 and 4 to becoming skilled deceivers around age 4 when they develop theory of mind, understanding others have separate thoughts and beliefs. People with autism who struggle with this mind-reading ability often have difficulty with both deception and its detection. This fabrication process links to artistic creativity. Clinical confabulators create false narratives without deceptive intent, showing remarkable improvisation. As David Hume noted, imagination works by compounding, transposing, augmenting, or diminishing existing materials, like Bob Dylan transforming ordinary phrases into poetry. Artists differ from confabulators in their ability to control when they relinquish control, as seen in jazz musicians deliberately turning off self-monitoring while improvising. Creativity requires maintaining a childlike ability to suspend disbelief. And unlike ordinary lies, artistic creations carry meaning beyond their creator. Research shows people are remarkably poor at detecting deception, correctly identifying lies only 47% of the time, worse than random chance. Common beliefs about liars showing shifty eyes, nervous fidgeting, or stuttering speech prove unreliable. Our natural truth bias gives skilled liars an advantage. The best liars aren't nervous mumblers, but charismatic, strategic thinkers who carefully prepare their stories. Truth tellers often seem less credible because they present information in a jumbled order and acknowledge memory gaps. Even professionals like psychiatrists, judges, and police officers perform no better than average at detecting lies. Experts suggest increasing cognitive load, asking suspects to tell stories backwards or draw scenes to expose deception through mental strain. Surprisingly, trusting people often detect lies better than cynics. When MBA students chose between suspicious and trusting managers for interviews, they favored the cynical interviewer. However, studies showed trusters outperformed cynics at spotting lies, likely due to their broader experience with social interactions. Most people harbor positive illusions, self-deceptions that promote mental health and resilience. These include exaggerated confidence in our abilities, the Lake Wobegon effect, unrealistic optimism about the future, and an inflated sense of control over uncontrollable events. These self-deceptions drive achievement. Research shows athletes who score higher on self-deception tests perform better in competitions, while students who exaggerate their academic abilities often improve to match their claims. Self-deceivers advance faster in organizations by displaying stronger competence cues, speaking more assertively and making emphatic gestures, creating feedback loops where success breeds further confidence. As Adam Smith noted, this deception drives human progress. Economist John V.C. Nye argues that dynamic economies need lucky fools, over-optimistic entrepreneurs taking irrational risks. Without such unreasonable people ignoring conventional wisdom, we wouldn't have Apple, Starbucks, or many scientific breakthroughs. However, when overconfident leaders clash, consequences can be catastrophic. The 2003 Iraq War illustrated this, as Saddam Hussein's delusional perspective collided with Western leaders' overconfidence. His regime's environment made lying a survival strategy, creating a destructive cycle of deception that ultimately led to catastrophe. Dr. Martin Leon's study of laser heart surgery revealed that patients who received a simulated procedure showed identical improvements to those who got actual treatment. Both groups experienced less pain and better health outcomes, highlighting how belief alone can trigger physical healing. During the 1944 Anzio campaign, Harvard's Henry Beecher discovered that a soldier given saline solution, believing it was morphine, responded as if given real anesthetic, showing minimal pain during surgery and avoiding shock. A pill's color significantly impacts its effectiveness. Yellow works best for depression. Blue makes effective sleeping aids, except in Italy, where it excites men due to sports associations. Green reduces anxiety, and white best soothes ulcers. The placebo effect has strengthened alongside pharmaceutical marketing. As mood-enhancing drugs became normalized through advertising, people's belief in medication's effectiveness grew, amplifying the placebo response. This reveals how healing intertwines with our expectations and beliefs. Honesty requires deliberate effort because our brains evolve for survival, not truth-seeking. As anthropologist Robin Fox notes, the brain's business is not to give us an accurate or objective view of the world, but a useful one. We overcome our biases through collective mechanisms, social norms, scientific method, and institutions that challenge claims. Despite advice to trust yourself, our instincts often deceive us. Research shows others frequently have clearer insights about our behavior than we do. Our internal access creates information overload, blinding us to patterns. We routinely overestimate our willpower, misjudge romantic attractions, and invent false motivations. The feeling of knowing, that rush of certainty about our beliefs, is merely a neurological illusion that promotes closed-mindedness. As Richard Feynman warned, the first principle is that you must not fool yourself, and you are the easiest person to fool. Wisdom may lie in accepting both reality and fiction, wearing our masks while acknowledging them as masks. Wallace Stevens captured this. The final belief is to believe in a fiction which you know to be a fiction, there being nothing else. In a world where deception is inherent to our nature, progress comes through understanding when, how, and why we deceive ourselves and others.